U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service this week is reporting that white nose syndrome has killed as many as 6.7 million cave-dwelling bats, primarily in the eastern United States. The disease is called white nose syndrome due to irritating white spores that grow on muzzles and wings of bats, rousing them from winter hibernation, causing them to starve or freeze to death. Since white nose syndrome was first documented in New York State in 2006, scientists declined issuing mortality statistics, generally saying more than a million had perished from the disease. But these new numbers are unprecedented, scientists say, with mortality rates reaching 100% at some sites. Erin Leone is a newly stationed endangered species biologist with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in the Arkansas Field Office in Conway.
As we collect the data, it's a big job just to compile it all from all the different states in Canada, and bats are so spread out across the landscape. It's hard to get good numbers, and a lot of times we didn't have great numbers to start with, especially if it's the non-threatened or endangered bats, which in most cases it is the little brown bat and the big brown bat and the tricolored bat. So it's just getting everybody to talk. And we've been so worried about what's causing it and what can we do to stop it that's really been kind of the top priority.
The first part of that priority was met last month when scientists with U.S. Geological Survey National Wildlife Health Center in Madison, Wisconsin, confirmed the long-suspected cause of white nose syndrome, a fungus called Geomyces destructans, and that it's spread from bat-to-bat transmission. But because it may also spread through mechanical transmission, for example, by cavers picking up spores on their boots, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service quickly recommended universal precautions, restricting access to many caves across the eastern and south central U.S., including caves on federal and state parks in Arkansas.
All the caves are still closed. I think most of us are kind of holding our breath, waiting. White nose is slowly creeping this way. It's now in every state around us except for Louisiana and Texas. So it might be this year, it might be next year, it might be 5 years from now. We just don't know. So to prevent the accidental spread by people, we have closed the caves, but nothing's changed in the status of the closed caves.
In Arkansas, we have 16 species of bats. The Ozark Highlands contain thousands of caves and fissures, critical habitat for the rare Ozark big-eared bat, as well as the endangered gray and Indiana bats. One half of all bat species live in caves and mines. Last May, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service developed a national white nose syndrome response plan, working in partnership with other federal, state, tribal, and NGO scientists, establishing methods for consistent data collection and to fund ongoing research to prevent or even cure the disease.
Bats are one of those species that we don't really think about. You know, you see them buzzing around your head at dusk and, you know, just kind of glance at them, but they're a major controller of pests. They're out there eating the moths and eating the little bugs that not only irritate us, but are also a major problem for farmers, for crop pests, for forest pests. I mean, we have a lot of problems with bats. I can't imagine if you remove bats from the ecosystem. I mean, that's their little flying stomachs. All they do is eat bugs all night. And without them, that will be a huge loss to our pest predators.
And for mosquito abatement, one small bat can consume as many as 1,000 mosquitoes per hour. One published study valued bat bug predation nationwide at $3.7 billion annually. And with Arkansas being a major cotton, rice, and vegetable producer, farms are at risk, as well as mountain forests. This winter, for the first time in this state, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service agents have started up a white nose syndrome monitoring program. Endangered species biologist Erin Leone.
We started our monitoring two weeks ago in Arkansas in the caves, and we have not yet detected any signs of white nose syndrome.
And where are you doing that monitoring?
In northwest Arkansas, primarily, and starting in the caves that harbor threatened and endangered species.
Bat conservationists, along with state and federal wildlife biologists working in the southeastern United States, will meet next month in Mississippi to discuss bat research management and conservation in the face of the white-nose syndrome epidemic. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.